group therapy.
Oh, I have problems.
Help me.
Help me.
Help you.
Good morning, everyone. Group therapy with me, Ayla Brown. Sometimes we get phone calls, sometimes we do emails, and we just try and help a listener out with their problems, or we just tell them that they're a jerk. So that's where you guys come in. I got an email from Reggie. Reggie says this: I've been seeing a girl for about a month now. She seemed totally normal until last weekend when I went over to her place. Usually we go to mine because I live closer to the city and all the bars. She lives in the burbs. We start making out. This girl is gorgeous, I gotta add that. Things seem like they're starting to heat up. All of a sudden, she left the room, drank a gulp full of pickle juice from a pickle jar in the fridge, returned, continued making out with me, and never addressed the pickle juice. Jim, what do you think about that? A little weird, right?
I kind of like pickle juice. I'm down
okay,
with that.
Okay, wow. Then Reggie goes on to say, can I tell you how much I hate pickles? I was so turned off by it that I turned away when she tried to kiss me. We ended up having an intimate evening because, you know, I'm a dude and we finish what we start. Have I mentioned how hot she is? Really, she's smoking. Oh my God, guys, you write awful. Okay. She called me the next day and asked if I wanted to get together again. And I asked her, sure, but what's up with the pickle juice thing? And she didn't really give me a straight answer and actually got awkward and hung up. It's been a couple of days. She hasn't returned my texts or calls. Do I just give it up and move on? And what's up with the pickle juice thing? Normally, I'd be like, whatever. But seriously, have I mentioned how hot
I'm gathering she's an attractive woman.
How hot she is. She's worth sucking on pickle juice hot. Okay, so two questions. Am I crazy for pursuing this girl, even though she's pickle juice crazy? And then also, is this the weirdest thing you've ever heard of, or am I just being crazy? All right, guys, that was from Reggie. It was an email. God bless him. 888-819-1025. We and he wants to know if this is weird, but I want to know separately, what is the weirdest, most random thing someone has ever done, either during a makeout session or during an intimate moment with you? Can someone beat the pickle juice thing?
Right. How weird of a thing can you look past to hook up with someone really hot?
That's hold on. Quote, sucking on pickle juice hot. Okay. Yeah. So let us know. 888-819-1025. Your calls for group therapy are coming up next.
Country Mornings with Ayla Brown.
Giving you Boston's hottest country during your morning commute.
Always play in my car.
Country 102.5.
Five, Ayla Brown doing group therapy, and it is brought to us by Prestige Car Wash. The folks at Prestige Car Wash don't want you to get caught driving dirty. Get a free car wash for the rest of the month when you join their unlimited wash club. Plus, there's free vacuum for everyone. Check out prestigewash.com. So, by the way, I'm going to tell you what Reggie wrote in to me saying. But before we do that, just want to let you know we are having a little bit of issues with our phone. So if we've accidentally hung up on you, we apologize. It's not our fault. Okay, so Reggie wrote in to me and he said that he's dating a girl. It's been like a month. And he mentioned three different times that she is super hot, right? But they were making out at her place the other night and she gets up mid-makeout session, goes to the fridge, takes like a gulp of pickle juice. Ugh, I'm going to get, I hate pickle juice, by the way. Mm.
Oh, see, I love pickle juice.
Oh, gross.
And that is not a double entendre.
No. Well, thank heavens. And then comes back and starts making out with Reggie again. And he's like, what was up with the pickle juice thing? She never addressed it. Is this weird? Is this something like, what's a theory here? So would love to go to the phones because people have so many different theories. And my theory is different than everyone who called in. So let's go to Melissa first. Melissa, what is your theory on the pickle juice thing? And is it weird and crazy?
Good morning.
Hi.
No, it's not weird and crazy. So I suffer from chronic dehydration, and I also have like a little bit of a vascular issue.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get cramps, the doctors will tell you to take a shot of pickle juice, and it alleviates any leg cramping that you get at all. So maybe she was felt a cramp coming on, so she took her shot of pickle juice, and then she was totally fine again.
That's so fast. So have you actually had to do that? Like, when you feel it coming on, you, like, run to the refrigerator?
Oh, my gosh, a million times.
Have you ever been in, like, an intimate moment where you've had to leave the person you're with and do that?
No, you kind of suffer through the cramp on that.
I think that's what Reggie's point was. Thank you for your call, Melissa. Actually echoing Melissa is Carrie, who said the same thing, that women do this to get rid of cramps. But I already told you we were accidentally hanging up on people. But Kate called in, and Jim, she said...
Kate had a very different theory.
She had a theory that basically she was dating a guy, and he would go and take shots of pickle juice because she found out later that he was hiding the vodka shots that he was doing.
Yes, so he was taking a shot of vodka and then doing a shot of pickle juice so that she didn't know he was drinking.
Fascinating. You know what my theory is?
What?
The girl that Reggie is actually seeing right now is pregnant. Because when pregnant women get pregnant, sometimes they crave pickle juice and she just doesn't have the guts to tell him yet. Do you think? Reggie's the father. Oh my gosh.
I'm trying to think, if you're a dude, which is your best scenario? That the woman you're dating is pregnant, an alcoholic, or gets random cramps while you're making out?
Either way, Jim, she's super hot.
Oh, yeah.
She's super hot.
Clearly.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Number one for the most country. Country Mornings with Ayla Brown.
I didn't know I could actually have fun in the morning.
Country 102.5.
Boston's hottest country.
Country 102.5. Group therapy. Oh, man. Your calls are coming up in just a couple minutes. But first, so Reggie, he wrote to me. And some people, they call in. Sometimes they write in. And this is what happened with Reggie. He was making out with a girl. And he added three different times that she's super hot, by the way. But all of a sudden, during the makeout session, she gets up and goes to the refrigerator, drinks a little gulp of pickle juice, comes back, continues making out like nothing happened. And he was like, dude, what is that about? What is up with the pickle juice thing? So we're going to go through some of your theories. But I also asked the question, is there anyone out there who had something weirder than the pickle juice thing? And let's go to Samantha. What weird thing happened to you when you were sharing an intimate moment?
So went on a date with a guy, you know, things got hot and heavy, having some fun, enjoying each other's company. Woke up the next morning somehow with his gum in my underwear.
I'm sorry, what?
I know.
Now, I know, Samantha, I know we're a family show, so I don't want to say how I assumed it ended up there, but, like, did that must have grossed you out.
Oh, it was repulsive, and I never spoke to him again.
I was going to ask if you spoke to him again. Okay, so that was a speaking to him. Have you bought gum since? Because
exactly.
I don't know. I would think differently.
Gum definitely weirds me out a bit more now. I'm not going to lie, especially that type.
Okay, thank you for your call, Samantha. Appreciate it. Let's go to Beth, who had something interesting happen when she was sharing an intimate moment. What happened with you, Beth?
So this is funny. This happened about 2 years ago. I was with my guy. You know, things are going along. Everything's getting all hot and heavy. And his name's Tim, and I called him Timmy.
Okay.
And he just kind of stopped, and then he got up and left the room, and I'm like, what's going on? Like, I've never called him that before. Just, you know, in the moment, I was like, oh, you know, Timmy.
Yeah, Timmy.
And came back and said he had to call his mom, because when I said Timmy, it made him think of his mom. And he went and called her because he had to get her out of his head.
Ew.
Before he could continue.
What?
And I was like,
ew.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm all set right now. I can't get back in the mood after that.
Yeah, no kidding, because he's thinking about his mother while having an intimate moment with you. That's so weird.
I repeat, ew.
It was so weird.
I'm sorry you went through that. I think that you should never, ever date a Tim or a Timmy ever again.
Well, we're still together.
Why are you still together? That's so strange.
Wait, hold on. Does his mother know this story?
She might now. She listens, so...
Oh, Okay.
Hey, Joanne, in case you're listening.
Oh, my God. Well, shout out to Beth and Timmy, the cutest couple on earth. Thank you for your call, Beth, and for your honesty. Really quickly, theories on the pickle juice thing. We don't have a lot of time because of those two stories, but Melissa had a theory that said maybe pickle juice just settles the stomach. And my theory is she drank the pickle juice, Reggie's, you know, girl, because she's pregnant with Reggie's child. Is that far-fetched? I don't know.
But, yes.
But let's keep the conversation going because I love to hear you guys' opinions at Country Mornings with Ayla Brown on our Facebook page. Woo!
The most variety. Country Mornings with Ayla Brown. Country 102.5.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.